Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history. It has been a long time since America got acquainted with the likes of Hansell, Strike the Gold, Fly So Free, Best Pal, and Corporate Report. They were among the leading three-year-olds of 1991, and each would finish his career as a Grade 1 winner with earnings of $1 million or more. But it was a different horse from that crop who would finish the season with the nickname Mr. Derby. He was a handsome colt with a shiny copper-colored coat. His name was Olympio, and he was a homebred racing in the colors of Vern Winchell, the former president and CEO of Denny's Restaurants. Trained by Hall of Famer Ron McAnally, Olympio had shown promise as a juvenile in California, but he had been overshadowed by an up-and-comer named Best Pal. Such was the case when Best Pal won the $1 million Hollywood Futurity, while Olympio finished fourth.
With a 16th to go, Best Pal has the better of General Meeting. Rain Road running a mighty race, but Best Pal clear, and Best Pal wins the Futurity. General Meeting is in a photo for second and just gets there from Rain Road, followed by Olympio.
But early in his three-year-old campaign, Olympio began to establish his own identity by avoiding Best Pal and racking up victories. It began in February of 1991 with a win in the San Vicente Stakes at Santa Anita. It continued with a triumph around two turns in the Sausalito Stakes at Golden Gate. And after a victory in the 9-furlong Arkansas Derby in April, everyone agreed that Olympio had earned a shot at the Kentucky Derby. Everyone, that is, except trainer Ron McAnally. Olympio had won in Hot Springs on April 20th that year, and the Run for the Roses was scheduled for May 4th. And McAnally refused to run the colt a mile and a quarter on 2 weeks' rest. Instead, he would point Olympio for the Preakness Stakes on May 18 at a mile and 3/16. Sent off the second betting choice, Olympio made his presence felt early in the race that day in Baltimore.
And they're off in the 116th Preakness. What'd you think? Break the bit outwardly at the start. Olympio, right from the start, asserting himself on the lead.
Olympio fought hard in the Preakness, but he would finish fourth. Kentucky Derby winner Strike the Gold was two spots behind him in sixth, but the winner, by seven lengths that day, was Hansell. Olympio's jockey, Eddie Delahousse, refused to dwell on the loss. Instead, he told the press, quote, "We have the entire year ahead of us," end quote. What a year it would be. Olympio won the Grade 2 Minnesota Derby in July in stakes and track record time. In August, he won the American Derby in Chicago at 10 furlongs. And in November, he captured a division of the Grade 1 Hollywood Derby at Hollywood Park on the grass, giving him his fourth Derby triumph of the season. The four Derby wins put him in elite company, including Black Gold, who won four Derbies in 1924, Candy Spots, who did so in 1963, and Snow Chief, who captured four Derby events in 1986. Following a couple of starts early in his four-year-old season, Olympio was retired to stallion duty at Payson Stud in Kentucky. His racing record included 9 wins and 4 seconds in 17 career starts with earnings of $1.4 million. And his record as a sire would include 25 stakes winners from 19 crops. Olympio died in 2011 in California, where he had been at stud for several years after relocating from Kentucky. Today, a small piece of Olympio lives on through reigning Eclipse champion distaffer Monomoy Girl. The relationship is a distant one, as it actually comes through the maternal family of Tapazar, the sire of Monomoy Girl. But it's there, and it's a reminder that flashy chestnuts from this family still know how to win races.
As they come down to the line, she did it again! Monomoy Girl and Florent Giroux have won the distaff over Valiance!
Unlike Monomoy Girl, Olympio never won a Breeders' Cup race. He was not the most accomplished horse of his crop, nor was he the most famous. But he was good enough to win Derbies in 4 states, and that's an accomplishment worth remembering. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.